The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good afternoon and welcome to Orange Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, the new Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I'm filling in for Lynn Alencion, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and it is my pleasure to be able to do this show for the Chamber. It's my very first one by myself. I do have a guest coming on, Ruben Estrada. He is a good friend of mine, and one of the things that I was brought on to WTBQ, to the Orange County Chamber, is to talk about Latino initiatives and Latino businesses. So I've invited my good friend Ruben Estrada to help me, so he will be on with us shortly. I do have other things that I want to cover while I'm here and while we're waiting for Ruben. But in case you need to give us a call, the number here is 845-651-1110. If you wanted to ask us a question in the process of us going through, you know, anything in reference to Latino businesses and our goals for 2017. I plan to cover several things today, member happenings and some of the things that I've experienced. I've actually been with the Chamber for almost 3 weeks. It has been quite an adventure. I'm learning so much. And being on the radio is one of my most favorite things to do as part of being Director of Communications for the Chamber of Commerce. First, I'd like to touch on a couple of things that I've experienced while I've been with the Chamber, all wonderful things. I had the pleasure of speaking at a public hearing. We all know that the Chamber is a proud supporter of Legoland New York, and I was given the opportunity to attend a public hearing that was being held at the Goshen High School a couple days ago. And it was quite an experience. I have never truly been a speaker at a public hearing. I was at the Middletown School Board, so I've always been on the board. I've never been the person at the mic reading. But the funny story is I was given a script to read, and I practiced the script profusely. I even practiced with my sister before I attended the event. And once I arrived, Lynn hands me a different script, and she goes, "No, we'd like you to read this." And I was totally fine with it because it was from Bob DeFelice, and you know, I trusted that what was written was going to be fabulous anyway. And last minute, right before I'm going to get on the mic, they switch up my script again. And it turns out to be, it went from a 2-paragraph script to a 4-paragraph script to finally a 2-page script from the Winter Haven, Florida Chamber of Commerce. They were expressing their support for Legoland. So needless to say, I had never seen the script before, and reading it, I was so nervous trying to make sure that I enunciated and pronounced and was very articulate in everything that I said so I can give the letter some justice. It has some very valid points. Having been through the process of having a Legoland in Winter Haven and how it's affected positively in the community and the economic stability of the town, I really wanted to do some justice to that letter. Unfortunately for me, we only get 4 minutes to speak, and I'm trying to race through the clock at the same time trying to sound professional. And I got to tell you, when that bell went off, my heart sank because I never really got a chance to finish speaking, you know, reading the entire letter. And so hopefully, you know, I gave the letter, and hopefully they'll get the whole content of that letter because it was a very well-written letter in support of Legoland. The Member Center, actually, this past weekend was the grand opening for the Member Center, and there was a lot of activity going on. The president of the Chamber, Lynn Sion, she attended the ribbon cutting, or not necessarily the ribbon cutting, but it was the grand opening of the Member Center, which is located in downtown village of Goshen. Another thing that I wanted to touch on was, and see, when I used to work for the sheriff's office, I was involved in a lot of community events, and that was really the heart of a lot of the things that I love to do is community awareness and reaching out to the community. And this, a couple days ago, we had the pleasure at the chamber of having, of hosting the children from the Bruderhof community. And they brought us all kinds of, they came to sing songs for us. They must have sang like 10, 12 Christmas songs. They even did on-demand songs. Like they took special requests. And it was such, these kids, so much talent. And they were walking, actually, after they were done with us, they walked down the hill, because we're in Montgomery on 17K, the chamber is. After they were done with us, the kids all walked over to Walden Savings Bank to sing Christmas carols for them. So it was such a nice experience, and I wanted to, you know, let everybody know the Bruderhof community, they are very family-oriented, faith-oriented, and it was such a wonderful experience to be part of the chamber and to experience that. And I am so happy to announce that my very good friend, Ruben Estrada, is here with me. How was your drive in, Ruben?
It was good. there's a lot of traffic, like heading the other way. It's strange. It's really, really bad. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't know if there's an
opposite commute. It's the holidays. People are traveling.
I guess that's what it is. There's only, I'm not used to having one lane on each side, you know? You should have like at least two or three lanes, you know? But yeah, this is the old school. It's like everything else. You know, I remember when Route 9 was one way.
Yeah.
I mean, one lane. It's like, okay.
Ruben, I am so happy that you were able to join me last minute to be here with me.
Okay.
You're a lifesaver.
Okay.
I just want to let everyone know, Ruben Estrada is my co-host at a radio show that we do called La Línea Informativa, Ruben y Bárbara, that we do every Saturday, and we do it live. And but Ruben is also, you know, big advocate for the Latino community, and I thought it would be appropriate to have him come on and talk to us about, mm-hmm. you know, his take on, you know, like I mentioned
Absolutely.
To the audience, one of my initiatives as a director of communications is to bring in, or, you know, try to be a liaison for the Latino community and small businesses.
Sure.
And so who better than to ask, but to Ruben Estrada.
Yeah. And you say that because my background has been business primarily since I was a youngster. And that's a fact. My first business was at 17 when I was a kid in East Harlem, and I opened my food truck then. Can you believe that? Before I could be licensed and everything, I had a food truck on a construction site. And I did so well, and I had an old man work for me, and I used to go to high school part-time because at senior year, you go half day. So I would open up at 4 in the morning, get my breads, everything else, my coffee urns going. Mm-hmm. And then I have this gentleman who would work for me until 12 noon. I'd come back from high school and go back to work. So
wow.
I did so well, I opened up a shanty and I equipped it with all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was paying $250 to the site superintendent just to keep me there.
Really, you always have such good stories.
So I did.
I almost feel like when I feel I've heard all your stories, you come out with some good other ones.
So that's the one, and very successful. And the reason was I had a vision. I said, oh, wow, you know, on First Avenue, on 9th Street. Actually, the building where my daughter lives now was the site.
Oh, okay.
It was like a span of four blocks. And there was no deli, nothing across the street. So I saw this, how's the guy working all the way at the end of the site going to come and eat? I mean, it's impossible. So that's what motivated me to get this truck. And I did. And we put it up there. In any event, that's the beginning. But more importantly, I've always been an advocate, the Office of Minority, which actually is called the Minority Business Development Agency in Washington. I did some work with them through Boom Young & Associates, which was a consultant firm, African-American, the largest, actually, consultant firm in the country, African-American at the time. We had contracts all the way down to Florida, all the East Coast, and we were doing business development, business planning, et cetera. And that's a long time ago. You talk about the 70s, and then later on, in 89, I was recruited. Well, you know my politics. I'm very conservative Republican, but I was recruited by Andrew Cuomo Sr., okay, to become the Bureau Chief for Minority Women's Business Development in Albany. And the reason they needed that was they needed some people to get together and put together a whole program that's right now is still in existence, and that's 1989. It was originally not the governor's office at that time. It was the Office of General Services, which gave procurement opportunities to businesses. Actually, they procured product and services.
Right.
So they put a component together for minority businesses, which included Latinos, obviously. What's interesting is the latest dynamic, and I had six analysts. I was the bureau chief and had six analysts that would go around the state and certify businesses for them being certifiable. May it be they're in existence, they're real, it's not just a guy with a desk and, you know, a lot of dust on it, and we do site visits and everything else. What we noticed then, and interesting, Governor Cuomo did do something positive there. He put together Office 15A, and 15A was to develop a minority procurement program.
Okay, well, before we go into that program, we're going to take for a little break. So this is Barbara That's Martinez, right. And I got Ruben Estrada with
and
me,
today is not
filling
being
in for Lynn, and on Orange Chamber Business Wise, we'll be right back.
When my construction company has a tight deadline, I need a contract bond fast. That's why I work with Selective. With their Contractor Express program, I can pre-qualify for bonds for many of my smaller jobs in just a few minutes.
Selective. Response is everything. For quick and easy bond solutions, visit selective.com.
Small contract bonds and no hassle. That works for me.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seely & Derlin Insurance. For quick and affordable contract bond needs, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seely & Derlin Insurance. To create your custom business insurance solution, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Orange County Tourism invites you to the many events and activities in our county. You and the family can still have tons of fun at the Castle now through December 31st. A fun place for the entire family. Climb the rock wall, play in the arcade, go roller skating. For more information, go to thecastlefuncenter.com. Want to cheer? Then come to the Army basketball game where the Black Knights will hoop it up with Lehigh at the arena in West Point. For tickets, visit GoArmyWestPoint.com. New Year's Eve, come join in the festivities at the Village of Warwick for Apple Eve on the Railroad Green. And listen to the sounds of the holiday with a live DJ. Warm yourself with hot chocolate and hoist the red apple designed by John Redman with your children and bring it down at midnight. For more information, visit Warwick150.org. Want to party like it's 2017? Then join the fun at the Farm Cidery with a midnight keg drop with music by the Black Dirt Bandits right at Penning's Farm. Reserve your space now by visiting penningsfarmmarket.com. All these events are sponsored by orangetourism.org.
New Age Old Media. That's my small business here in the Warwick Valley. I'm Chris Ullert, owner of New Age Old Media. We're a small public relations media consulting business serving businesses in the Warwick Valley and beyond. I'm a former radio reporter and corporate media executive with experience that can make your business stand out on the radio or in the local media. Business people tell me, I don't know what to write. New Age Old Media does. Let's get together to discuss sending your Warwick area business into another dimension. My firm, New Age Old Media, is right here in Warwick, a village and town that I celebrate every day. I have dozens of satisfied customers who know I give them individual attention. So call me, Chris Ullert, 845-986-7314. Again, I'm Chris Ullert at 845-986-7314. New Age Old Media is a proud supporter of the Warwick Sesquicentennial and a member of the Warwick Valley Chamber of Commerce. I'm Chris Ullert, and I approve this message.
When my business got bigger, many things changed. My lunches got shorter, more meetings arranged. My budget got bigger, but all that it meant was I cared even more about how it was spent. When I spend it on radio, I see where it goes. My investment comes back, and my business just grows. Radio helps all businesses to grow. Find out how at RadioHeardHere.com.
Brought to you by this radio station to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere. You're just trying to be better. We're just trying to help. The John Tesh Radio Show.
Monday through Saturday, starting at 3 p.m.
Tesh.com.
After a long day, we're here to keep you company with great soft rock and interesting information you can use on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Join me and my guests every Monday on the Roundtable at 9 a.m. AM 1110, 93.5 FM, WTBQ.
WTBQ.
And we're back. This is Barbara Martinez with Orange Chamber Business Wise, and I have my guest here, Ruben Estrada. We've been talking about Latino businesses and really my goals for 2017 and trying to outreach to Latino small businesses here in Orange County. And of course, I'm going to be leaning on you because what, for many years, you've been
doing it all.
You've been dragging me everywhere.
I know.
You've been putting
Sorry.
My name down. That's okay. No, I appreciate it. I mean, it's gotten my name and my face out there. So I'm always appreciative of that. But now I'm going to be... pulling you with me
Absolutely.
To help me get the word out about the Latino community and the Latino yeah. businesses out there. It's very important.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I'm encouraged by you doing this because, I mean, this is what it's all about. I think you and I have been doing this anyway, even through the Fiesta Latina, et cetera.
Yes.
We've been promoting it and trying to get people involved in businesses. Uh-huh. But getting back to this minority business certification process, which I think is important, no doubt. What I noticed in 1989, we had a lot of businesses certified. And we were picking up a lot of those that were hairdressers and became construction managers overnight because their husbands were no longer part of it. They wanted to get the minority business status. Yep, they couldn't because they already have a majority contract. Now you want everything.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, unfortunately, we picked up a lot of frauds, you could say. People
yeah.
that were fraudulently applying and not being certifiable.
Unfortunately.
And then there were... Now, the trend has gone the other way. You know, the law was promulgated for the purposes of developing an equal playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So that minorities,
leveling the
right.
field,
so that minorities would be able, at the time, was mm-hmm. minorities, would be able to, you know, play. There were a lot of negative and disproportionate numbers of minority businesses participating before this program because obvious reasons. Everybody had a cousin who was in business and they were giving everything away to everybody else but minority businesses.
Right.
Finally, we got the certification, but the certification was good only till just recently. It's interesting. The pendulum has gone the other way. Now you have minority businesses being certified, but they included women-owned businesses.
Right.
So... I understand discrimination. I understand the disparities. But right now, the 70% more, the minority women's business certification of the state of New York is 70% women.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, they were being denied certification because they were not real. I mean, I witnessed this.
Mm-hmm.
You go to their office, the lady does not know about who's paying the checks, who's signing, you know, is really shams. That finally changed because I think they learned the rules also.
Oh, look.
They also
Ruben,
learned
apparently
the rules.
We have a phone call. Wow.
Oh, uh-oh.
Hello.
Hi there. Yeah, you guys are sounding great.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy to hear you guys on the air. I'm going to tell you, it's an interesting little story because we've been trying to do this for quite a while. This is Taylor, by the way.
Oh, hi, Taylor. I recognize your voice.
I know it's hard.
You have that voice.
but I know Ruben also. How are you?
How are you, Taylor? Good.
I'm good. So we tried last year with a wonderful gentleman. I mean, could not have been nicer to do a Latino show with him. And it was a wonderful show. He did it with his son, and he could not, and I made up him a banner for WTBQ in Spanish. He went everywhere to people he knew, people he didn't know, but, you know, telling them, could you please help me sponsor my show so we could get into the Latino market and let people know there's a place for them, and nobody would do it.
Mm.
So, you know, that is the other part of it. It's like, you got to support yourself too.
And
that's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wish that, because I would love it. You know, it's a wonderful flavor.
It
actually,
is.
I have,
You did have a show here, though, right? Judy Batiste was here. She had a show.
That's a while back.
A while back, right?
Just let me think of his first name. His last name was Gonzalez. I'm trying to remember his first name because he and his son.
I think, Taylor, this is something we need to explore.
We can explore this later. We can talk about this.
Yes.
You know, maybe you can get out to the community that, you know, to help themselves is to help, you know, somebody who wants to get the word out, too. So maybe they can kind of think about what they'd like to hear themselves and maybe put something together.
Oh, absolutely.
But, We are all for it.
You know, Taylor, that we are involved with a bunch of things. One is the Fiesta Latina of Hudson Valley that we do every year, which is extremely successful. Many of people going by there and coming and participating. But we also have other groups. We should elaborate a little bit more.
Oh, God, I would love it, Taylor, especially since I like being on the radio. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. We started her with a show, with one show. Now she got three shows.
We got her addicted already.
She's done.
I got the bug.
She's done.
She's also very good at it.
She is very good.
She's having the important thing, which is the conversation.
Absolutely.
That's the part that engages. His name is Elian Gonzalez.
Elian Gonzalez. He's not the guy who was kidnapped in Florida, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Not
that
guy.
We got him back.
Got him on the radio.
The guy in Florida, right? Remember that? Elian Gonzalez.
Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for that compliment. Coming from a radio professional, that I'm very humbled by that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you guys are doing great. I'm really happy to get the word out. So keep it up. Thanks, and have a very Merry Christmas.
You too,
Taylor.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay,
great.
That was wonderful. I love that. Getting a shout out from Taylor. Hey, that's like big deal.
That is, yeah. You know, you get it from Taylor.
I finally made it, people.
Yeah, we got to humble ourselves. But getting back to the minority women's business, and now it's interesting. 70% of certified businesses are women owned. They've learned the system and everything else, so they're certifiable. There's a lot more to do, but I do think that Latino businesses within our county in Orange,
a lot of times, though, Ruben, I think a lot of times do too is also the cultural gap. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, these businesses, the Latinos, they go into business and they're doing it on their own. Really, they're you know, borrowing money from fulano de tal, and they're trying to get everything together to get their business. But they don't know the process. They don't really know it too well, and they don't really trust too much.
And they don't.
They keep themselves kind of like in a little island. Yeah. And we've got I think that us as a team and the Fiesta Latina and the reason that we're involved is we got to try to get the word out to the Latino community. Into these Latino business owners that we're here to help. We want them to become part of the familia, and we want to get the word out. That's how they're going to be successful, because I recall last year, remember, when I was walking down downtown Middletown with Manny trying to get these Latino businesses to be part of an event, how hard it was to get them to participate, to support, because they're very leery of it. We want to try to break that.
Well, do you have to... Put it this way, you have the immigrant business that comes in. A lot of these immigrants, by the way, many of them undocumented, yet very successful in business, which is kind of, you would think, well, that's going on. And they stay that way for many years. There is a need for technical assistance, and I think that's what we want to do at the chamber and begin to do that.
Exactly.
Geared towards a Latino and a new immigrant, because you get some of these guys coming from Eastern Europe, and a lot of them are new immigrants, and they have a hard time putting together their business simply because, and others, the technical end of it. Mm-hmm. What do you need? I mean, there are basic things. One is you always do a business plan when you start a business. That's the important part, because you want to have you need a plan, or at least a blueprint of where you want to go, where you are and where you want to go. But even if you do it as an abbreviated version of that, the important thing is to know your laws, your rules.
Right.
Every town has different functions.
And, you know, I attended a committee meeting for the MWBE for the chamber. I'm going to tell you, since I started working in the Chamber of Commerce, I've hit the ground running. Lynn has tossed me in every direction, which is great. I mean, it's kept me busy, but it's so much information in 3 weeks. But I did go to the committee meeting, and Vanessa Primus, who's one of our board of directors, she works with small businesses, and she was saying how hard, how difficult it is to get the certification. You really have to prove that this is your business, and you really have to go through a lot of bureaucracy and red tape. I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to do to get to that point of being certified. And sometimes it takes 8 months to a year before they get their certification. A lot of times businesses, small businesses, they get discouraged because it's such a difficult, but once they get it, it's almost kind of like being accredited.
Yeah, you
know,
you
it's
do.
Like it's like a gold seal of standard when they actually do finally get it.
It's important. You know, it's like everything else in life. People abuse this programs and such things. It's not guaranteeing your business either, by the way. You got to realize that certification does not guarantee your business.
It does not.
What it does is put you on a list whereas you're reachable.
It shines a light on you, I think, though. Yeah, it gives a spotlight,
it does,
right?
Because, good example, what occurs is, and I know this because I was from the beginning in that program, what happens is that a vendor or a contractor who has a state contract needs to have 30% after a certain threshold number, needs to have 30% now of minority and women participation. Depends what minority and the women portion is. But generally it's about 30%. That 30% now you become, if you're smart, you see minority businesses years ago, what they would do is they would just sit back on their certification and say, where's my business? Well, you got to market yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're on a list,
but
you still
got to
go out there and focus on your primary clients that you want,
et cetera.
You got to do it yourself. That's right. So with that said, what it does is put you on a list. You're then marketable.
Yes.
That's really what it does. So you get this majority contractor, maybe whatever construction or whatever it may be, needs to have 30%. Now, if you provide that sort of service and you're certified, then he could mark his box. He could check off his box as using a minority business or a woman-owned business. So that's the purpose. It doesn't guarantee you business. You still have to do your own thing.
You do.
You still have to market.
Right.
You have to qualify and everything else. But it's a good thing. I'm glad they straightened the rules because we were picking many frauds for many years. I guess, you know, I hate to say it, but I think sometimes those businesses that were denied came back with better polished their pencils. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That
woman polished her pencils.
They sharpened
a pencil.
Sharpened pencils.
Which she did. You know?
Well, I think the good part about this, and I think the reason Lynn has such a vision for the chamber, the good part is that, okay, so you have that, but then there's another component to that, becoming part of a chamber.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think becoming part of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, you know, that's another piece of the puzzle because now you get to network and you get to, and we can help you market your business. And,
absolutely.
You know, we are involved in social media and we do member happenings and we have a newspaper called Business Watch and we do ribbon cuttings and there's events and there's breakfast and there's mixers.
There's a lot of value.
I mean, there's a lot of value to joining the chamber.
Sure.
And the thing is, to get the word out to the Latinos and say, mira, esto está bueno. Tiene que hacer esto.
I talked to Lynn about this in the past too. I think, and I propose this several years ago, I would like to develop somehow an initiative that would be in an affiliate of the chamber, using the chambers. So you get these bodega guys, these small businesses, and on Broadway and Newburgh, or you get them on North Street. A lot of these guys don't use the services, although they should join the chamber for other reasons. But they really don't get the value out of it. That's the problem. We got to create maybe a formula.
I think they don't understand the value. That's what it is.
And maybe they don't understand, but you have to find a way to get that message and developing that value.
Okay, so we're going to brainstorm that
Absolutely.
A little bit. This is, again, Barbara Martinez. Thank you for joining us on Orange Chamber Business Wise with Ruben Estrada, and we will be back.
Hi, this is James Cromwell. I cherish the natural heritage and beauty of the Lower Hudson Valley, which is why I decided to make it my home. However, at this moment, our pristine environment is under grave threat by a 650 megawatt fracked gas power plant.
I'm Pramila Mullick from ProtectOrangeCounty.org. The CPV Valley Power Plant would be the third largest source of pollution in all of New York State, right here in the heart of Orange County.
But hasn't construction already begun?
Yes, it has. But when citizens unite, it's never too late, especially when your health and safety is at risk. Learn how this plant will impact your home and family by visiting ProtectOrangeCounty.org.
Join us. Email us at StopCPV@gmail.com and follow us on Facebook.
Finally, call Governor Cuomo right now at 518-474-8390. That's 518-474-8390. Tell him our children must not be sacrificed.
Tell him to stop construction of this dangerous plant now.
The Castle Fun Center is celebrating their 10th annual Family New Year's Eve party, December 31st from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It includes unlimited castle activities, arcade card, dinner buffets, snacks, dessert, dancing, and a simulated countdown on the rink with hats, noisemakers, balloon drop, and confetti cannon celebration. Perfect for families with kids of all ages. Don't wait to get your tickets. Purchase them now at thecastlefuncenter.com. The Castle will also have extended holiday break hours during the week of December 26th, opening daily at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family and visiting relatives for a day or night of go-karts, roller skating, laser tag, rock climbing, huge arcade, and so much more. The Castle Fun Center, year-round indoor and outdoor entertainment center for kids and adults, including Jester's Cafe, and full restaurant and bar with craft beers on tap, located conveniently in Chester, New York.
Where your heart beats full of fun, I'm in YMCA.
Have you heard? The YMCA of Middletown opened a new 6-lane, 25-yard pool, and that's just one reason to join the Y. With the new pool open, work has begun to transform the old pool into 3 multi-purpose spaces for additional youth sports and group exercise classes. All the more reason to join the Y today. With 2 locations in Orange County, the YMCA of Middletown and the South Orange Family YMCA, both complete with state-of-the-art fitness centers, youth centers, child watch for little ones, and a wide variety of programs for all ages. There's something for everyone at the Y. Join now. Stop by the Y at 81 Highland Avenue in Middletown or 45 Gilbert Street Extension in Monroe to find out what makes the Y different from all the rest. The Y is more than a gym. Come see for yourself. Join now. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook or visit our website at MiddletownYMCA.org.
Hello, my name is Stuart Arthur, and I'm a portfolio manager with Hudson Valley Investment Advisors in Goshen. I am also a Warwick Valley Rotary Club member, and our club has been giving over $50,000 annually to the Warwick community through high school scholarships, Humane Society, charitable organizations for many, many years. To find out more about how you can make a difference in your community, call 845-986-3387, warwickvalleyrotary.org. You too can learn to put service above self.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools. Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
It's a WTBQ tradition, continuous holiday music, starting Christmas Eve at 9 a.m., continuing through Christmas Day. Brought to you in part by Vogel & Moore Insurance.
Chicken with greens, mozzarella, and crispy prosciutto. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the Radio. It's a winner, winner, 5-ingredient chicken dinner.
The 5 ingredients for this meal are boneless, skinless chicken breast, a lemon, fresh mozzarella, dark leafy greens, in this case, red Swiss chard, and prosciutto. Chicken paillard just means pounded. You pound out cutlets of chicken. This is cooking up in just a little bit of olive oil. To make the prosciutto, put it on a piece of parchment paper, throw in the oven until it's nice and crispy. When we take the chicken out of the pan, we're going to wilt a bunch of greens. When it's cooked up, we're going to douse it with lemon juice. Pile the greens on top of the chicken. Top that with fresh mozzarella.
For this recipe and more food tips, go to RachelRayShow.com. Monday, check out my Philly cheesesteaks. From the kitchen table in NYC, I'm Rachel Ray.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF between November 29th and December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
WTBQ Weather.
Sunshine and a few clouds today. Look for highs to reach into the mid-40s. Then tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight low heading into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, look for a spot of freezing drizzle or rain in the morning, then partly to mostly cloudy for your Christmas Eve afternoon. Our high should reach in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night for Christmas Eve, down to the upper 20s. And for Christmas Day, we're looking at sunny skies, a few clouds, and highs back into the middle 40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ. And we're back. This is Barbara Martinez with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, Orange Chamber Business Wise. And I've been interviewing Ruben Estrada. We're talking about the Latino business initiatives and what we want to do, Ruben, in 2017 to help the chamber get more Latino businesses to join. Yeah. Because it's very, not only will we be helping the chamber, but we'll also be helping Latino community, which is what's near and dear to our hearts. But before we jump back into that, I wanted to make sure I gave Lynn Sion a shout out, because she is at the moment, she's been running crazy this past couple weeks, but today she was doing something very special. She was making a delivery to a Make-A-Wish child.
Really?
And she
That's
was awesome. So excited about it. So I wanted to make sure that I said, good job, Lynn, and I'm Absolutely. Sure that the family appreciates it.
That's
so back to Latino businesses. What can we do? Because there's a culture gap yeah. thing here, and there's a certain way to approach Latino businesses so that they can feel comfortable enough to trust that
sure.
this is going to work for them yeah. and bring them together.
Well, we're going to have to discuss a little strategy in terms of developing a strategy.
Uh-huh.
For that purpose, because it's going to take a little more. It's going to take, you see, as you know and I know, we are people, our culture is one of, you know, touchy-feely. We like to look at people in the eye. And,
right.
And you need that trust
Before
factor.
Before you trust, right. We were very slow to warm yeah. up for some reason. I mean, we're very rambunctious group of people,
yeah.
you know, but once you get us started and warmed up, we're in it.
Where
but
go.
It, we are slow to warm up.
We're slow to warm up because, again, we're coming from places that, you know, we honor people's word. We honor
right.
A handshake, you know, we're that kind of people. So you come to areas or cultures that are sort of different. There's a learning curve and there's a comfort curve you got to go through.
Right.
But I do think it's possible. It's just a matter of coming up with a strategy to approach these businesses. Maybe with Lynn's assistance and your assistance, be able to come up with a formula of how do you get these businesses involved and what should we be offering them that we're not offering, that is not offered to other company or businesses that might be of interest to them.
What, you mean something more tailored to Latino small businesses would attract them?
What would attract them?
Yeah.
And I think our colleague, as you know, Dr. Nilda Perez also, and I got to give her a shout out because
she does Foresight.
Foresights. And she might be instrumental, might bring her into, maybe we should have this conversation offline.
That's a great idea. Because she knows businesses very well and how to help them move to the, you know, next
right.
century and
right to try and basically see the trends and everything else and,
yeah.
and develop your business to not only today but for tomorrow. Yeah, but the person like that we need to speak with, and maybe we'll get together one day soon after the holiday and discuss this and see how we can strategize.
Right. I mean, I know Nilda, Dr. Nilda was a member of the chamber. She told me she was. So if she's listening, Nilda, you better get ready to get becoming back and becoming a member of the chamber once again.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to need her for that, you know, and she...
Her leadership skills,
exactly. Yeah. So we got to lead by example, actually. We're going to say to the Latino community, this is what you should be doing because it's helpful for your business and for the Latino community. We got to lead by example here.
Actually, I'm a member by... relationships, because I used to be a member of the RNHA used to be members.
Oh, okay.
Because I put it in many years ago. And then we went back because I'm on the executive committee of the...
What committee are you not in?
I'm the executive committee of the Orange County GOP.
Mijo, so tú eres como el arroz blanco.
executive member. So I get also, I'm able to participate. But yeah, I definitely encourage folks to do that. Let's talk about it. We might include other people, no doubt, that we might talk about later offline. But yeah, come up with a strategy, whereas maybe the chamber and their minority business, also their committee, maybe we come up with something that's
I'm gonna be planning a Latino mixer soon.
Absolutely.
And that's gonna be in Ann Street in the Ann Street Gallery in Newburgh.
Yes.
So we're gonna be planning that. Lynn tasked me with getting that together
and I wanna make sure.
But you know, we wanna put some substance behind it as well. You know how with the Fiesta Latina we have the scholarship for the college student or whatever. So I'm thinking, you know, we should probably work something in terms of, and this is, I'm just brainstorming, like a scholarship for Latinos, students that are thinking of going into business or entrepreneurs or the entrepreneurs of tomorrow, you know, and maybe try to give it a little bit of substance so that the mixer is not just a, hey, let's get together and eat. It's kind of like, let's get together and brainstorm and get the future generation of businesses out there ready for, you know, what's coming.
And have some speakers that has substance and have some value. We could do that. I'm looking forward to it. I think you mentioned it to before. I'm in. So, and I think the whole committee is going to be in.
All right, people are listening and they're going to be my witnesses that you're in.
I'm in. And I'm playing with my band here. And I, you know, it's funny because I made a commitment last year.
Yes.
Well, this past year. To be Real Men Wear Pink and raise money for the Cancer Society.
Yeah, Real Men Wear Pink, that's right.
And it's interesting because every time I look at it, it brings me back to it. You know, it's like my band doesn't, I don't take it off. I shower with it, it's rubber. So it's a commitment that I made.
Making strides.
It's interesting.
You're making strides.
Between giving my life to Christ and also be doing this is pretty darn good. I mean, I'm doing okay. But yeah, I'm very interested in helping you and being part of this. Do you have a date yet to think about?
No. You know what? She just tasked it to me. And I should be starting to work on it very soon. But
another task we got. So.
Another project. Well, you know, another thing that I've been working on, and I've been working with Nikki Jones Agency. Mm-hmm. She does our business watch for the chamber, and so we're going to take the business watch, and it's a great publication. I don't know if you've ever actually seen it, but it's a great publication. And what we're going to do is we're going to revamp it a little bit, kind of just change the format just a little bit, but I'm very excited to work with Nikki Jones and kind of put a little bit of my flavor into the business.
Yeah, Nikki's a good person. She's worked with us as the Fiesta Latina. As you know, she was part of the committee also.
She did a lot of
PR. So she's done a lot of stuff for us too.
Okay. Well, when we get back, we will touch a little bit more on that. This is Barbara Martinez, Orange Chamber Business Wise, and we'll be back. Thank you.
Mountain Creek Resort, located in Vernon, New Jersey, the most unique wedding and event destination resort in the country. Say I do on a spectacular mountaintop with stunning views, followed by your fantasy reception of up to 260 people and guest accommodations. Mountain Creek Resort, known for impeccable service and delectable cuisine. Whatever the size of your wedding or special event, it'll feel intimate and unique. An event specialist will create a truly magical experience with a special twist in a one-of-a-kind venue, the rustic, elegant ambiance of the Red Tail Lodge. Mountain Creek's your number one destination for skiing, snow tubing, swimming, biking, or simply enjoying the water park. You and your guests will share memorable moments that'll bring you back time and time again. Mountain Creek in Vernon, New Jersey, making your dreams a reality in all four seasons. So call now, 973-827-2000, or visit mountaincreek.com.
The Computer Guy will build it, install it, maintain it, upgrade it, and recycle all your outdated computer components. Let the top professionals with the hometown attitude take care of your technology needs. The Computer Guy, known for their integrity, customer service, and vast knowledge, will customize to your needs. Now with two locations, 14 West Street in Warwick and 22 Meadow Road in Florida. Call 877-889-8055. TheComputerGuy.com. Pro. Holidays got you scrambling? Well, come and sit a spell and let Smokey's Brick Oven Tavern in Vernon, New Jersey cater your holiday parties with all the fixins. Choose dinner for 12 with your choice of salad, entree, and choice of pasta. Smokey's includes a tray of vegetables, assorted dinner rolls, chafing dishes, sternos, and all eating and serving utensils. So enjoy your holiday party and let Smokey's do the cooking. Call 973-764-2600 or visit smokeystavern.com for more information.
Your next party or special event will be the talk of the town with Music Magic. They use the latest in computers and professional DJ equipment with one of the largest selections of music. Having a kids party? Invite the Great Jodini Magic Show, full of magic tricks. The Crazy Professor and the Dino Puppet Show. It's entertainment the way it should be. Join their many satisfied customers today by calling 986-5492. That's 986-5492 for Music Magic and the Great Jodini Magic Show.
Hi, I'm Mark Trissino, Director of Marketing for Crystal Run Health and the host of The Road to Transformation. Tune in every Tuesday at noon as we discuss health and doing good for our communities. Join me every Tuesday at noon on The Road to Transformation right here on WTBQ.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ. WTBQ.
And we're back with Orange Chamber Business Wise. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of the Communications at the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I'm filling in for Lynn Alancione. She is doing delivery for Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I have with me my good friend, partner in crime, co-host of La Línea Informativa with Rubén y Bárbara, Ruben Estrada. Thank you for joining me, Ruben.
Anytime, even if it's 2 minutes before you, you know.
Hey, listen.
Don't get used to it, Barbara,
payback.
Please.
It's paybacks. You've done that to me. Where you call me, go, you going tonight? I'm like, going where? You know.
That's why I said I've done it to her, so I might as well be there. I got to be there.
I wanted to let everybody know that one of the things, I have been so blessed. Actually, 2016 was kind of like a roller coaster ride for me. But the end of 2016, particularly in December, you know, I joined the chamber as a director of communications. And I've had the pleasure of doing several radio shows.
Nice.
And this one, of course, and, you know, the one that we do, La Línea Informativa.
Let's put that. That was the first one. Okay.
That was the very first one, Línea Informativa. And so, but then I also got reached out, Hank Rose reached out and said, hey, listen, how about doing this thing called Chamber Radio Report online? So I'm going to be doing that. So you're going to be hearing my voice when you click on
demand.
I
don't know what I just...
Yeah.
You know when they develop a monster?
That's
you know,
it.
You develop
monsters
a monster? That's it. That's okay, but
I'm
it's a positive.
Monster.
It's a positive.
But I so one of the
it's
things.
A good thing.
One of the recordings that I was practicing on for
I'm
the
very,
chamber.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, Ruben.
That.
I appreciate Sincerely. It. Well, you were a big part of that, so I'm always be grateful to you.
No, it's okay.
One of the things that I recorded ahead of time was called the Snowball. I hope you're going to be coming. The Chamber.
Oh yes, that
of
thing.
Commerce.
I said yes.
The Snowball. Okay, it is the first and best networking event of the year.
Cool.
Okay. And so I did a recording for that. It's going to be on, I want to make sure everybody that's listening, mark your calendars. It's going to be Saturday, January 28th, 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it's going to be at the beautiful Anthony's Pier 9 in New Windsor. Now, I know people have been to lots of events in Anthony's Pier 9 because Anthony's Pier 9 is like really the place to go. Mm-hmm. But the Chamber and our event coordinator, Director of Events, Erin Pasquale, she's got a whole thing going on. It's going to be so awesome. Remember the time when we went to the American Cancer Society?
Yes.
And they had the dessert wall?
Yes.
That was awesome, right?
That was at the Masquerade, right?
At the Masquerade. Yes, yes, that was awesome. But I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that the Snowball, there's going to be casino tables, 50-50s, silent auction, instant prizes, Soul System Orchestras is going to be playing music there. That's You're going to be dancing all night long. And I also wanted to make sure that even though this is already pre-recorded because I recorded for the Chamber Report, I also wanted to do it for TBQ, I wanted to make sure I thank some of our sponsors. We have some really big heavy hitters sponsoring the event, and we're looking for more. We're never going to turn away some sponsors.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to do a quick rundown. We have Crystal Run Healthcare, Advanced Testing Company, St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital, Belfort Property Restoration, Stagecoach in Goshen, New York, Mobile Life Support Services, Larkin and Gracia Teppermeister. Are you impressed? Teppermeister? I'm going to tell you, I called them and I asked them, how do you say that?
You didn't want to offend them?
Okay. No, I didn't want to. Now I can say it like a pro, Teppermeister. Cool. Inspire, Drake Loeb LLC, Alex Amusement World, and Community Playthings. So if anyone wants to be a sponsor, they should reach out to Erin Pasquale, who is our Director of Events. And she could be reached at erinp@orangeny.com. You can also visit us on www.orangeny.com for more information. And if you just want to give us a call at the Chamber office, 845-457-9700. So my new catchphrase is, see you all at the ball.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I like that.
Right?
That's cool.
And I'm not even a marketer.
Look at that. That's great. That sounds good. See you at the ball. That's nice.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Oh, thank you, Ruben. That's awesome. Yeah, I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting dressed and dancing.
And let me just tell Lynn, I want to do a little shout out to Lynn because what she's doing today is really, it touches home. Many years ago, when one of my friend's daughter had cancer, was diagnosed with cancer, her goal and Make-A-Wish Foundation asked me, and I know them, so it was like I provided for a family friend. At that time, many years ago, I used to manage the Barrio Boys. Remember the group?
Yes, I remember the Barrio Boys.
And
wow.
She wanted the Barrio Boys.
Stop saying Barrio Boys.
The Barrio Boys.
Come on.
So Barrio
Roll
Boys.
Roll your R's.
Yeah, Barrio Boys were a boy singing group, one of the first ones.
Yes.
Them and the other guys in Chicago, the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yes, yes.
During the same era. And so I provided it for Make-A-Wish. I donated the Barrio Boys for the girl for her 316.
That's awesome.
And it was like shocking because they just had finished. We just finished recording the what was called then. It was the thing with Selena. It was the song, the duet.
Yeah.
The Barry Boys and Selena.
Okay.
And it was a very successful. But yeah, so you're doing a good thing. I'll do it again whenever it's necessary.
So
and whenever somebody asks me, I will do whatever I have to do.
People have to see how excited Lynn gets. She gets so excited about Legoland, and she gets excited about Legos, and she gets excited about Doctor Who and Make-A-Wish and all the cool things that kids love and sci-fi and Star Trek.
She's passionate.
I love that.
She's very passionate about what she does, and I always respect her for that, no doubt. And, maybe it has some with her roots, that Italian thing in her, you know what I mean?
Maybe, I don't know. She's pretty awesome. But, we're kind of running out of time, but I just wanted to make sure that we... We have all this time to ourselves. Tell us a little bit about your Christmas tradition, Ruben. My sister's mad at me because, you see, as Latinos, we're supposed to celebrate Christmas.
We do. Christmas Eve,
right? Yes. But because of my boys, I've always not done Christmas Eve the way the traditional Latinos do it. And I do Christmas morning with my boys. So
and
my sister's been with us. You do both.
We do both.
My sister's been with us, and she's like, "What do you mean you don't celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
Yeah, Noche Buena. It's called Noche Buena.
Noche Buena. Yes.
And it's the night before Christmas, obviously, and it's very important to Latinos to we celebrate that day.
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico, forget it. It's a wrap. It's It's craziness.
It is crazy.
And then it goes on for another week or so, and then there's another 8 days, and there's more days.
Y después viene
la octavita. La octavita, which is like another, it's extended.
El Día de los Tres Reyes Magos.
That's January 6th, which is the Epiphany. It's really what we celebrate, too.
Yeah.
We celebrate the Epiphany.
We just like to party.
Yeah, that's it. Just give us some
we
music.
We just like to have a reason to have coquito every day.
That is true. And pasteles. It's traditional. I mean, but it's rich. It has a lot of, it's rich.
Well, I want to make sure that I want to thank everyone for joining us today at Orange Chamber Business Wise. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad. For everybody out there, right?
Absolutely.
And thank you for joining me. Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and Ruben Estrada. Have a nice weekend.